Hey, Steepies, I am so excited to bring y'all an exclusive right here on Steepy Watch. My sources tell me that a new exclusive stage show is coming to Gutter City. The Murdering Joke, Hunt for the Funny Man, sponsored by O'Doul's O-Ring Lube. Guests will make a group reservation for this attraction, at which point one of them will be kidnapped by Funny Man, forcing the rest of their party to battle through Funny Man's minions in hopes of a daring rescue. Sure, it'll be prohibitively expensive for the vast majority of you, but, well, you know, come on! Never know when to stop dreaming.
Feels like something has frayed.
Hello and welcome to Steeplechase, an Adventure Zone production, wholly owned and operated by me, Justin McElroy, an independent contractor of the Adventure Zone. This is our podcast about high adventure and even higher towers.
Is the high adventure beyond compare?
Yes.
That's a great question, Travis. I had the same one.
Yeah. Who is Bianca Pear?
That is
it's my original character for a Fruit Universe that I'm creating.
How is that not James Bond?
I can be Fiona Apple.
I think.
Oh, fuck yeah,
shit.
Dad, you can.
It's also an incredible drag name. That I'm surprised somebody hasn't used.
Yeah, I bet you they have. I bet you they have. Hey, if you all remember, I'm sorry, I just had to Google Bianca Pear real quick. No, Dad, it's right there, bud. Time to get out there and drag.
Yeah,
the arc is logical.
It makes perfect sense. So,
was there something you guys needed?
Yeah, Kenshel. What? I guess I just have one question. What the fuck? Like, what
just
the fuck?
One. Just one question.
Well, what we the had, fuck kind of encompasses? There's a lot of bullet reaching, points under that.
I had first murdered Wayne Gretzky for you.
Oh, you, yeah, that was unfortunate. Wayne will be difficult to. You murdered Wayne Gretzky?
Did I ran him over real good with a Zamboni?
If it helps at all, I think Montrose, it was hard light.
Psychologically, you understand, it's still psychologically damaging.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand that. Just saying that I think that the legal ramifications, as far as like how high profile it is, that kind of thing, are a little different.
Yeah. And he has beautiful hard light children, too.
Yes.
Oh, now we don't need to bring that into this.
First of all, Kenshel. Happy birthday.
Hmm. Oh,
thank
yes.
you.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
You.
Sorry. I yes. Happy birthday.
That. Any happy returns?
Yeah. Thank you. This is exactly who I wanted to spend it with. So thanks.
Oh, that was sarcasm. Hey. That was sarcasm, yeah, wasn't it?
No, hold on. Hold on, you dick. Like, we came here thinking we were about to rescue you from Funny Man. It turned out to be a whole thing, but like. I think a birthday is the appropriate time to use this little proverb. It's the thought that counts, my dude. None of your other friend, nobody else left that party. There's no, your security detail's not even here. Like, we came trying to help you, and you're being a fucking asshole about it.
Yeah, the other people in my circles, they recognize show.
Oh, my God.
But listen, you have to understand something. Out of the goodness of our hearts, we came to rescue you because our original intent was to confront you and argue with you and accuse you of trying to destroy us. And yet, we still rose to the occasion to save you.
I see. I see what this is about. Mm-hmm. Completely, completely get it. And he reaches into his pocket and he takes out 4 sweets and he tosses them to you, Montrose.
You know we prefer it to be divisible by 3.
But I know. It's my little dig at you guys. It just keeps me.
Great.
It's something for me. It's one for me.
You know what, Justin? Beef doesn't normally do this, right? He carries himself a little softer. He's a little bit of a soft boy, especially following his trauma. But he's going to, like, fully stand to full height, full shoulder width, full, like, imposing beefness, and, like, stand over Kinchelden. I think when he brings his full, like, beefness to bear.
The full beefness to bear.
Yeah, I think that he is not easy to dismiss.
Okay.
That's my hope.
Okay, well, why don't you roll,
if I could tell
you. Let me tell me what you're trying to do first.
Yeah, I think my intention is to quite literally gain command of the situation.
Okay.
Right? I think at this point, this isn't about swaying so much as it is like an intimidation tactic. Yeah, intimidate or threaten. There you go. I'm trying to really drive home of like, you are not as in control of what is happening as you think you are.
Okay. This is going to be controlled with limited effect.
Okay. Can I trade position on that to make it risky?
Meaning?
Risky.
Risky for standard?
For standard effect.
Yeah, sure.
Does anyone want to help me?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think I can without really psychologically hurting myself. Oh, no, I have some stress. I'll help you. I'll stand up really good, too.
Wait. How much stress do you have?
Me? I'm 3 shy of trauma.
Okay, I still have 1 foresight where I can help him without taking stress.
Fantastic.
So
may I make a suggestion of how you do that?
Yeah.
The circuit breakers on my hands start crackling with energy.
Ooh.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And he says, "Yeah, buddy."
So I get a mixed success with a 4 is the best I did. Still a mixed success.
A mixed success. Okay. With a mixed success, you stand up over Kinchel and with your full towering height.
Beefness, please.
Your full towering beefness. And before you can even kind of register it, you see Kinchel's hand on your chest and his right leg behind yours. And you are, before you can even process what is happening, on your back.
Holy shit.
And he says, "I understand. I get this. I'm going to take you seriously. But I expect the same in return. We are adults and we're not play acting."
Okay, then if that's the case, let's be serious. Can we be serious
now?
He
extends a hand to help you stand.
Okay, I stand up.
Okay.
Okay, then let's do that, Kinchel, right?
Okay.
Let's, for just this moment, treat each other both seriously.
Also, just in our defense, we were just play acting a whole sort of Batman Joker sort of.
I did want to ask you, what did you think?
It's actually pretty
how
good.
How was that? I haven't done the full experience yet. I've just sort of been.
Do you want my honest feedback?
I would love that.
It doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Which part?
We fought a bunch of Healy warriors. There was a man just with a paring knife. I killed Wayne Gretzky with a Zamboni. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You need a little more, maybe neon in there, and I think you would do well to add. I don't know, so an ice level. But listen, none of that matters.
I would like to hear from you. Emmerich's in the biz. I'd love to hear from
you. Yeah, I think you need to introduce the concept of multiverses so that you can have the the funny man from another universe and maybe the deep dark from another universe, and then you can have people who used to perform those characters show up in new versions of it.
That sounds kind of, hey, Emmerich, if I may, I'm sorry, yes. Man. Mm-hmm. That's kind of silly, right? That, like, if you have a solid story with, like, solid characters, yeah. Shouldn't that be enough?
We did initially have a cameo from Speedy fella, but cast member we got to play that guy turned out to just be the worst.
Yeah, so, I heard about that. A real piece of shit. Yeah, now listen.
Rough ride.
Kenshaw.
Still gonna let him be in a few movies, though, eh? We're just gonna...
You don't throw the baby out with a couple bathwater. This is Hollywood.
Now, hold on. If the baby shits in the bathwater enough, maybe think about throwing the baby out with the bathwater.
Yeah, eventually, you just have to...
He's got to get a new baby, you know?
This bathtub still has resale value, folks. We got to...
And if the baby accepts no responsibility for the shitting...
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you learn?
I'll be honest, Kenshaw. What I need from you is a one-word answer. Yes or no? Have you...
No.
Okay.
No, sorry.
Listen to the question first. Yes. Very good. Have you been sabotaging our efforts and our network as some... Nope, that's the end of the question because I'm not going to let you loophole your way out of it. One word. Yes or no? Have you been sabotaging our network?
No.
Is that the truth?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sorry. That was me, Griffin, asking Justin if that was the truth.
Yeah. The truth of the answer that he gave to your question is no.
Okay.
He hasn't been sabotaging you at all.
Okay. Here's the scenario we find ourselves in, Kenjin. Once again, taking each other seriously for a moment. Paul Pantry was a connection we knew, right?
Right.
Died. Gravel was a connection we had.
Yes.
Was framed for Paul Pantry's murder.
Yes.
Garla, I get the impression, Davis, by the way, that you did know that she was framed.
Yes.
Cool, cool, cool. Would love to hear an explanation on that once we're done with this.
Darla Davis was the connection we had that has been basically told that we are persona non grata.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, we just keep losing connections that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems that there is a power operating to separate us from those connections.
Yes.
And you're saying that you are not that power.
No. What I'm saying is that I'm not sabotaging you. I am cleaning up after you.
Okay.
Listen, you guys are good at what you do, but you have to understand that this is what I do. I look for inefficiencies. I look for, pardon me, and I don't mean to be offensive, but sloppiness. And I try to correct that to make the loose ends go away. You have proven yourself to be extremely efficient at what you do, sometimes even ruthless when the time calls for it. But in terms of that clear-eyed efficiency, that closing all the loose ends, tying them up, cutting them off, whatever it requires. Sloppy. So, I value you three. I value what you do. So I'm trying to clean up after you because I want you to be a little bit more permanent part of our family. So... I am cleaning.
No, Emmerich, it's not that.
I'm cleaning up your loose ends.
By murdering Paul Pantry.
I didn't say that I was doing it in a fun, sweet way. That's been more a sort of your all's MO, leaving behind friends and people who can identify you on site everywhere you go, lowering your value to me, to the organization. No, I am cleaning up loose ends. There is, I think, for a lot of these people, nothing they would prefer than to die in service of us. At least that's what I tell myself. It doesn't really matter, does it?
How did you... how did you generate a hard light projection so realistic that it fooled everyone into thinking that was gravel?
Did it fool everyone?
No.
Because I don't think it fooled you, did it?
Did not fool me. No.
I didn't think so, Imric. I didn't think it fooled everyone. I knew that if you paid close enough attention, I knew that he would know.
I thought I recognized the technology. Mm-hmm. Seemed very familiar to me.
Oh, Imric, we've been making some really, really exciting advances. Oh. And once things are a little bit cleaner.
Oh, my God.
And quieter surrounding you three, then I would love to bring you in on some of that super exciting stuff. You are going to, if I could be a little crass for a second, jizz in your shorts.
That's awful. That is just awful.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, I've been cleaning up loose ends. I mean, this is not, let's see, Paul Pantry, yes, kill, but if it makes you feel any better, he was blackmailing you. And that is, I just think that there's nothing worse than a blackmailer. You know, so that he kind of had coming to him. We can all agree on this. Yes.
Well,
yes. I'm okay. Taking the silence as a yes. Gravel, not dead. I did send her to the prison colony in Old Kittadelphia. So she is fine. She's doing great.
Sorry, Kittadelphia?
Well, she might be. I don't know. We have no contact with that layer, but she's doing fine. Maybe. Who else? Darla is, can I say, a superstar. And you three deserve some of the credit for that, because she would have wasted her talents there trying to unfuck the unfuckable, if I could, in Gutter City. And she is a shining star up here and so much better paid. She seems to be extremely, extremely grateful for the opportunity. So that's a plus. I think that at least balances out the Paul Pantry thing.
Yeah, but like you did that and then attached strings and qualifications to it. So that's also kind of a power play for you, right?
All due respect, Beef, I'm not the United Way.
Yeah.
I am running.
Yeah, I'm just saying, here. Don't make it sound like, oh, what a charitable thing I did. I bumped her up, and how great.
Buy one pair of shoes, get one pair of shoes, that kind of thing. Yeah, I went there.
Okay, so it seems like, Kendrell, you keep hinting around something you're working towards and bringing us into the family, and you're cleaning up so that because you have a big plan or whatever. What exactly are you dancing around?
Yeah. I know that that's the question. Absolutely. And I would love nothing more than to walk you all through this. I need to make sure that you are in 100%. And I am going to take you to headquarters. I'm going to walk you through the whole organization and really bring you into the fold from the inside out. And that's, I have to imagine, what you all want, right? On some level. And Imric,
as
she's talking. Now, I want to know what's going on in your face, Imric. Is it just that? Is it that quick?
Well, yes.
It's a good gag. I'm just trying to figure out if that's actually what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the energy I assumed you would have.
That's my energy.
I pick up the four sweets and the Kendrell through.
That's nice, Trap, because I was fucking clocking that.
I know you were. I can feel it.
He did toss it to Montrose, though, so Montrose, did you just let it bounce off of you?
Yeah, it just hit me in the chest and fell to the ground.
And it winded you, but you tried not to show it?
Yeah. One of the coins just caught, like, the edge of one of his testicles, which, as we all know, is the worst feeling.
I look at my pockets. I only have room for one sweet in there. And then I open up the tiny little purse we use for Poppy's pals' finances, and it's full. So I'm like, I actually may need to give you one of these back.
Yeah, I open up my pocket. There's three little slots for coins.
Ka-ching, perfect. Ka-ching. I would love to walk you all through everything, bring you way, way in, but I need to make sure that you all have tidied up after yourselves. And I've taken care of the big things. Obviously, the things that I didn't trust, was worried that might be.
No, you said it. Yeah, we heard you. Okay. You said trust. It's fine.
Yeah, you're right. Since I'm trying to pretend now. But I need to make sure that you all have cleaned up after yourselves. I don't expect there's anybody you'll need to, assassinate or what have you. But in case you have any loose ends that you need to tie up before we, go a little bit deeper down the rabbit hole, this would be the moment.
Listen, Kendrell, I just want to say, while I don't always agree with your methods, if you need to kill Poppy from Poppy's place,
He knows a lot,
Kendrell.
He
knows so much, Kendrell.
So here's the weird thing about that guy.
Uh-huh.
We don't pay him.
Huh.
And that was confusing to me.
Yeah.
He's just kind of there.
Yeah.
And I grilled him. Well, one of my, not me, but one of my people grilled him for, hours. He doesn't know. Guys, anything.
Huh.
He has no, nothing has changed as far as, I don't understand. It seems almost, an intentional level of ignorance.
It's wild.
Truly, truly. Yeah. And we have people on staff that can tell 100% if you're lying or not. This guy's not lying. He has no idea what's going on. It's stunning, really.
It's like a pro bono job, then.
Uh-huh. Sorry?
It's like a pro bono job to him.
That or he just loves the snack bar in the employee lounge. I have no idea.
He's never struck me as much of a pro. It's more like amateur bono, really.
Like pro bono.
Get him.
So, I will drop you all at whatever lair you need. We can take the by rail. No need for skulking around in the shadows. I'll drop you off, and then once we're ready to hit the road, we'll do just that.
I may have an idea of someone that we do kind of need to deal with, and I almost hate to bring it up, but
okay. I'm all ears.
Well, it's
imagine me missing a loose end that you picked up on.
Well, it's kind of It's kind of sensitive because he used to be a friend and a coworker of mine.
Mm.
Hank Hart. Hank always seems to be. I always have this feeling that he's lurking in the background, and I did have a rather unpleasant confrontation with him on the sex show, the sex island thing.
That is what we changed the name to.
Oh, really?
The sex island.
Sorry, I was
TM.
You can't do that. I was confused because we also did do a sex show heist.
Yes, we did. We did
from a separate, a completely different. I did not realize we had pigeonholed ourselves so specifically.
A little predictable, yeah.
Hank
is doing fine. And honestly, is excited to get to work with you again, Emmerich. The two of you cook. What will you cook up? I have no clue, but I'm sure it's gonna be fantastic.
Tell him, give him my best, please.
Absolutely, he'll be thrilled to hear it. So can I drop you all in Eustabin?
Yes,
absolutely.
Okay, so you're there.
Holy shit, that was fast, Kinchel.
Oh, sorry, this is me, Justin.
Oh, okay.
There was a whole other scene. It wasn't very interesting, so I left it on the cutting room floor.
Okay.
Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. To choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway
and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, it's me, Dave Holmes, host of the pop culture game show Troubled Waters. On Troubled Waters, we play a whole host of games, like one where I describe a show using limerick, and our guests have to figure out what it is. Let's do one right now. What show am I talking about? This podcast has game after game and brilliant guests who come play you. The host is named Dave. It could be your fave, so try it. Life won't be the same.
Big Business, starring Bette Midler and Lily Tomlin.
Close, but no.
Oh, is it Troubled Waters, the pop culture quiz show with all your favorite comedians?
Yes, Troubled Waters is the answer
to this question and all of my life's problems.
Now, legally, we actually can't guarantee that, but you can find it on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jay Keith, do you know what I love more than the trivia, comedy, and celebrity guests on our podcast, Go Fact Yourself?
No, what, Ellen?
Sharing all of those things with an actual audience.
A live audience.
Woohoo!
Well, lucky for you, listeners, Go Fact Yourself has brand new episodes featuring live audiences cheering on guests every month. And we still have all of our Zoom episodes with contestants and experts from around the world.
We can truly have it all.
Yay!
You can hear it all twice a month, every month, on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah, no excuses. So if you're not listening,
you can go fact yourself.
All right, so we got some downtime business here to take care of. Where do we want to start?
Well, so first, I believe have a crew advancement to do because we have two slots left, and okay. We have basically executed a successful heist.
Yeah,
which we got two, Kenshel. We did that.
Oh, no, that was successful. You got money for it. All good.
And contend with challenges above your current station. I mean, if Wayne Gretzky ain't above our current station.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know what is.
Yeah.
Cool. So that gives us full bars. If I might, my personal suggestion is Renegades. Because it gives us a plus one action rating to finesse, prowl, or skirmish.
That's a big bump.
Yeah, because there's some on there that are about like vehicles and like heat or there's stuff about ghosts, which we haven't really delved into too much. So I feel like Renegades is the way to go. Especially since we did a lot of fighting and stuff in that last one.
Sure, yeah, I mean... I could always use more prowl.
Dad, does that sound good to you?
I think it sounds wonderful. Okay. I mean, I think it sounds wonderful.
Yeah, the lines are blurring, guys. We have to be careful.
Okay, I've added Renegades to the sheet.
I'm going to take a plus one in finesse.
Do you remember that we created the Bring to Ruckus fighting game?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you remember that it is supposed to give you a plus one if you train on it.
Well, no, that's a different thing. That's for training. This isn't training. This is just a
right,
special ability
just,
of
I
the
just,
crew.
Right, but I just want to remind you guys that it exists.
Okay. I would like to... that wasn't an action, right? That was just...
No,
little bit of business. I would like to go to the Futures U and try and finish up my my goal of turning it into a gambling hall. But I also realize that in this sort of place we have found ourselves with Kenshel, us owning and operating a gambling hall in the middle of the sort of criminal, hive of scum and villainy. Of Steeplechase is probably not the best idea, not the best look. So I would like to go there, and I would like to meet up with fucking Squeaker. No, what's the dude's name with the Rubik's Cube? Slipper. I would like to have a conversation with Slipper there.
Well, then you're going to have to let me open up the Voice-O-Matic 3000
here,
see what Slipper sounds like, and then he'll be right with you. One moment, please.
Call for Mr. Slipper, line 3.
Okay, here he is. Hello, what?
I see you're trying to learn the ZZ method.
Yes, I'm having a problem with the third exposition of the algorithm. There seems to be some bifurcation of the logic patterns around the 28th or 29th turn. I'm trying to stick with the basic primes, but have found the upper and left faces most problematic.
Yes, it's an advanced technique. When I dabbled in speed cubing, I messed with ZZ a little bit, and it is a tricky one. Hey, listen, Slipper, may I talk to you as a businessman for a second?
Yes, let me take off my my Rubik's Cube enthusiast hat.
And then he reaches up and he takes off the hat that says Rubik's Cube enthusiast and sets it down on the ground. Now we can talk as businessmen.
I see you have a businessman hat next to you. Are you not going to put
that? Yes, I'm slipping it on. Please
okay,
wait.
Fantastic.
It's got a picture of it says businessman, and it's got a picture of like a hand holding a briefcase, and it just says businessman in sans serif font.
Great. This place means a lot to me. The future is you. Mm. It has meant a lot to me my entire life. I have very fond memories of coming here when I was just a child and finding a lot of comfort in this image of a perfect family that it purports to showcase. It is a little rough around the edges, especially now, but... It is a special place, and I can tell by the amount of time you spend here that you are of a similar mind. Am I reading you correctly?
Yes, I suppose that there is a certain truth to that, yes.
I think that there is a future for this place. Here
and the future is me.
Okay. Yeah,
is this what you're saying?
Sure, I stumbled right into that one. Look, I have been trying to pivot it as an attraction, and in doing so, I have invited any number of degenerates into its hallowed halls, which I was uncomfortable with at first, but the opportunity here as a money-making venture seems to be undeniable. But I find myself with a lack of time and energy needed to truly make it what it needs to be. I've gotten it most of the way there, but I need someone with a keen mind and nimble fingers who can help me out, who can make this place what it should be. And obviously we have not spoken too many times, but I believe you may be the man for the job. So I am asking you to be the ringmaster here, to help me run this gambling hall, maintain the machines as work is needed, and of course take a generous cut of the profits.
Well, I'm obviously flattered. It's very touching, honestly. My head is built for puzzles. My heart is not... Perhaps I'm not as in touch with those emotions as I once was. You know, I began at some point. I lost myself in the cube, and I started to see everyone as a multicolored facet.
Oh, hold on. One second. I take off his businessman hat and put his Rubik's Cube enthusiast hat on. Okay, continue.
I wish I had but two heads, so I could be both a businessman and a Rubik's Cube enthusiast at once, but sadly, this is not to be. I would be, of course, honored to don a third cap as a captain's hat, if you will, of this particular land-borne vessel we call the Futuries U. Well, I might diddle around with the name once I'm behind the reins. I don't want to rush into anything.
I trust your judgment, Slipper.
You're the only person who does.
So I want to roll.
I didn't want to reveal that until this moment. Notoriously.
All right. I want to roll to finish up this project. I want to roll to finish the Futures Gambling project.
All right.
So I'm guessing that's
looks
a
like
sway.
You've got two more segments of this.
Yeah.
Let's call it sway. That makes sense.
Okay. I'm just going to do this straight up.
I believe in you.
Sway.
Finish the fight.
Oh, no. 113. I see he is unconvinced. And I say, if I give you a dollar... If I give you a dollar, will you do it?
$1, you say?
Sweet.
You mean a sweet?
Yeah, sweet. Honestly, it's kind of crass. I thought we were having a very special moment there, but I
put the businessman hat on when you weren't looking.
Oh, yo, damn it. I should have seen this coming.
I think that's fair. Okay. He puts it in your hand, and after you put it in his hand, he reaches behind the door and says, "You see, the light switch is here." And then that the project is completed. You just couldn't figure out where the switch was. Luckily,
how embarrassing!
It is now done.
I'm thinking this is a side business, right? Like this
yeah,
is
that
a,
makes sense.
I know we've sort of been fast and loose with the turf sort of. Stuff, but there is a side business sort of thing here that grants coin and downtime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And I think I'm gonna just give you a little check mark there.
Great.
This is also that is part of the thing. I mean, yes, it's marked on the map. This is part of the mechanics, folks. We're not just making this up. It's like in the.
And I'm going to take a minute and walk over to the family, after I've sort of gotten him situated. And I say, Ma, Pa, little sis.
Well, there's my special boy. I'm glad to see you again.
Yeah, listen, Mama, I'm not going to be able to come around quite
You're breaking my heart!
Quite as... I am very sorry. I hope that I have left you all better than I have found you. Well, hell, I got you a dog, didn't I? And I point at the fucking, crooked-headed, sparking, direhound GURP that I have sort of very clumsily built into the display.
And your brother shambles up to you. That's my dog. That's my dog. That's my dog.
Yes,
that's my dog.
It is, boy.
Baseball cards. Baseball cards. Baseball cards. Baseball cards. That's my dog.
Okay. Yeah.
Champ, what sport? What takes you away? What business do you have, sport, that takes you away from the bosom of your family?
Did you say bosom?
Bosom.
You know, like bubs.
So glad that. Everything we've done up to this point has led to Justin saying bosom. Means the world to me.
I am merely trying to manifest what you have been telling me without knowing it, perhaps, my entire life.
You notice his head is starting to slip off its stem.
Hold on. I push it back on. The future is me. And I have to go and greet it. And I shake his hand, and I give the top half of Mom a big hug, pet the two kids on the head. Very, very, very gingerly pet Gurf the Dire Hound on the head. And walk out.
Montrose?
Yes.
No son of mine will ever be a commie.
No, that's not... All right. I'm going to roll to relieve stress. That's four. I'm taking off.
Great. It's a good one.
Two stress. And that's it for my Great. Stuff.
I'm going to go to the Booter Cream. And I'm going to place a bet with the gamblers.
Do you pass me on the way out of the Futures U Gambling Hall, or is this taking place somewhere else?
Yeah, the Futures U Gambling Hall is open and it's become a hub for all kinds of gambling, be it table games and sports gambling, then yes.
It's like 40 minutes later and it's just fucking, it's a Dave and Buster's in there. Yeah, it's unrecognizable.
I'm going to go up to the sports, you know, table where I say sports, but it's like all of the like bookie, you know, they got some wild bets out here these days. I want to put a bet down on whether or not Kenshel is fucking with us. And I'm going to bet that he is. I want to know what the odds are. Justin, what would you say the odds are? What are the bookies put down?
Yeah, no, thank you. Sorry, sir.
No?
No, it's weird. They look at you like,
who is Kenshel?
Oh, you know what? Here's what it is. Here's what it is. Here's what it is.
Okay.
I want to place a bet on which Denton I think is going to end up being the one in control by the end of the fiscal year.
Okay.
That's good. So I was going to say, your original plan actually, Travis, creates a lot more loose ends. You actually are taking a pretty tightly knotted end and fraying it in so many wonderful directions.
And I want to...
Do you want to tell Griffin and Travis, but not me?
Griffin and Dad?
I will take my headphones off and not listen, so you cannot sway me.
Okay, Justin, I'm Travis.
Yeah.
You mean Griffin and Clint, right?
Yeah.
Griffin and Clint. Sorry, okay. I just get so wrapped up in these different characters.
Remind me of my options.
I don't know. It's your idea.
No, who are the Dentons? I know there's Kenshel, the sister, the dumbass.
Oh my god! I gotta get my whole sheet out.
Hold on. I'll look at it.
Carmine Denton was the dad,
right?
He did.
Not the dad. I mean, he was the founder. But several generations have passed. Yeah.
There is Kenshel.
Evelyn is running it now.
Devin is
Evelyn's dumbass son.
Uh huh.
Who is next in line because Evelyn was born a few minutes older, a few minutes before Kenshel's dad.
Great.
Edgard.
Okay, great.
Is there a Dr. Denton?
What? No.
Not related.
Yeah, there may be a Dr. Denton on Earth, but not in my game.
Gotcha. Dr. Denton, right,
take your headphones off, Juice.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to put three sweets down on Devin. Yeah, I think it's the longest shot, and I want to make money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done, Justin.
Okay, Justin.
We're done, Hello? Justin.
Yeah, we're done.
All done. Okay,
now
great.
I'm going to roll to relieve stress. Four. Okay. So there's that. What do I want to do? Wait, where does that put me down to? I currently have seven stress. That puts me down to four. Yeah, I don't want to roll again. While I think of my second thing, Dad, you go.
I want to finish the fake Kenshel long-term project. Because if I'm gonna use it, now's the time.
Yeah, but you've only done three segments of that.
I know. I got to fill five.
Are you going to use both your actions?
Can I? Well, let me try with one first.
If you crit,
I fill it. Yeah.
Why is that even part of the conversation? I mean, that's like, if you get the winning lottery ticket, then you'll be rich. Like, yeah, I absolutely. But like, is that part of our calculation that there's a chance that dad will pull this off?
Well, because if dad pulls off, because if he doesn't, he can use both of his,
He can spend coins to.
Sure. Yeah. You guys got a lot of options here.
All right. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to push myself. And it's a tinker roll, correct?
You can't push yourself on a roll on a long-term project.
Okay, but yeah, how can I get extra? How can I buy extra dice?
You cannot. You can only spend money to improve the result. You can improve if you get a 6 here, Dad. You can improve it to a. You can spend a coin to turn it critical. So that you have a lot of options here.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
You roll a 6. You can just roll.
Okay.
Just roll.
Tinker roll. Controlled.
Yeah, it's not, you don't have
the position doesn't matter on something like this.
Oh, okay. Okay, 5, 4, 5. I can spend one sweet to push up to 6. Can I spend another sweet to push up the others to a 6?
No.
Okay, with 1 6, I can fill 3, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'll push one of those 5s up to a 6.
Okay, so, which will give you 3 segments, correct?
Now, hold on. It does say increase the result level by 1 for each coin spent.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. So he could spend 2 coin.
Okay. Sweet. All right. Take it back, Dad. You could do 2 to finish it right now.
Okay. That's what I did.
Okay. Dad. You have now in your possession a fake Kenchel.
Can you say what it looks like to make a Kenchel?
What does it take to make a Kenchel?
Me or Dad?
Well, I think it would be a representation. And remember, this is using the technology that we either acquired or whatever or found or whatever. That makes it look so realistic. That's been the project all along, was to make an incredibly realistic looking Kenchel, not just a hard light figure that, you know, people recognize as a hard light, but that it would be, I mean, down to the pores of the skin and everything else, the most realistic Kenchel in a nice open collared shirt and, you know, suit, you know, kind of a laid back Shark Tank look.
Sure.
Yeah. Laid back Shark thing. Like a Mark Cuban.
And so I think
Shark Cuban.
A Shark
to,
Cuban.
To kind of put a pin in it.
Hey guys, video game pitch, right? A game in which Mark Cuban is on a tube, like a river tube, but he's being chased by sharks, and we call it Shark Tubin with Mark Cuban.
Shark Tubin with Mark Cuban. Really good.
Thank you.
The next game in the Darkade.
Yep.
So his wristband now has a series of prisms along it. Okay.
Okay.
Because he now has the capability to create 6 different hard light recreations.
Griffin, we can't let him snap or it's all over.
And Kenchel, Eustace, Raul, Scott Boldflex, Hard Doug.
You do not have Eustace. Eustace works at Prize Pantry. You can't steal Eustace. He's an employee of the company.
Okay.
Okay.
And then so, Raul was sinuant. Was he the same thing?
Yes.
So he has 4. Hard Doug, Scott Boldflex, Kenchel Denton, and a mystery long-term project that he's saving.
Correct.
In.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Fucking Pokemon, fucking Ash Ketchum over here.
Now, let me argue one more thing.
Sure, great.
That was a lot of hard work, correct?
A lot of hard light, more like.
Yeah, but I mean, he put a lot of work into that. Would you not say that was acknowledging his vice?
Yeah, because we did the other one in one action. I will say that you can dovetail those. I think that makes sense to me.
So okay. I think that you could take a stress relief roll off of that.
Okay. And that's just a standard roll. Right? So this. Okay. Right? Four. Okay, so it takes four stress off. Right?
Right.
Yes, correct.
So is that it for me?
How's it determine how many? Because Griffin rolled two dice when he...
Yeah.
You click indulge vice, it does it for you.
Oh, yeah, Dad. Click indulge vice.
Oh, okay. Okay. So does that mean... I'm trying not to be so obtuse about this.
Sure.
Does that... Since it was related to my work, are we counting that as my second action?
Yes.
Because it is.
Yes. But okay. Only that's the only reason we're doing it is because it definitely is.
Okay. And then
no,
let me
you dare put another boolean on there, Mac. No,
I have to ask you this. I have filled the playbook advancement.
Okay.
Yeah, you just do that.
Yeah, just do it.
Okay. Well, then I am taking Ghost Veil.
Oh.
You're not using Ghost Veil, right, Montrose?
No. Why the fuck would I use Ghost? I have Ghost Voice, but that's okay. Not. I did level up and take Rook's Gambit, which is a separate ability.
How many do you guys have? How many special abilities?
I have four now.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm taking Ghost Veil, and I want to do an amended version of it since we're... Oh,
of course. Why should it?
Yeah, well, why would because it be I don't. I love you, Pop.
Because I think it makes it too Merle at the end of balance powerful if he could shift into an insubstantial form. I don't think that's... I think that breaks the game a little bit.
Yeah.
So I think it's just going to be...
Not only does it break the game, I would say it breaks the laws of physics that we have existed in that game.
Exactly.
At this point. Yeah.
So invisibility, by using a hologram skin or whatever, that he can be invisible for a couple minutes. If that's
take
okay
two,
with everybody.
Now, this is... There are some limits on this.
Right. It takes two stress
to do.
Right.
And then you can take an extra stress for it to last longer. But that I feel like that's a fair thing. You guys okay with that?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
I think that it makes sense.
How long does it last?
Yeah, that actually, through your hard light work, that actually all I would tracks say that, for me. It feels very apropos.
Yeah, it does the whole Predator thing of using a hologram to project what is behind you.
Right.
So it looks so you're invisible.
And how long does it last?
A couple of minutes, it says. It doesn't really specify. It says a few minutes.
Okay. I'm going to go to, I mean, I'm going to go get patched up, but it's not really, I just need to go to like a spa or something to rest because I have a pulled tendon and a smashed nose that I need to recover from. So I just need like a me day.
I've been to some spas before. They don't usually see to my nose.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to focus on the tendon thing because actually the smashed nose, I think is going to add to Beef's overall beefness.
Yeah,
when that heals, if that heals with a little bit of a swell, that's fine.
Great.
Give me a little bit of that Owen Wilson look. But I need to go with the pulled tendon. So I'm going to go to the buttercream spa. Justin?
Okay.
You know the spa that's in buttercream?
The buttercream spa.
The spa that's in buttercream. What's that called, Justin? Remind me.
What?
The buttercream spa. What's it called?
What's the spa in buttercream?
Oh, I can't remember what it's called. The buttercream spa.
Yeah, what's it called, though? What's everyone call it?
Yeah, that one is called the hot
pool.
The hot pool?
But it's spelled P-U-E-H-L.
Nope. Mac, like don't plus it. Don't plus it, Mac. It's called the hot pool.
Hot pool. It's the
Listen,
hot
guys,
pool.
It's called the hot pool.
Okay, I go to the hot pool.
Okay, you get inside?
The hot pool? How hot is that? I dip a toe.
You just dip a toe?
I just want to see how hot it is. I don't want to be boiled beef.
It's fucking freezing.
I am sorry about that. The heat has been off today. I apologize.
Who are you? Are you the pool?
I'm Mr. Pool. I operate the hot pool, and today it's a little chillier than I like it.
That's okay. Well, I didn't like
Did you come in first of all? No, I'd be happy to soothe your aching muscles.
Sure, you seem like a normal guy. Let's do this. Back right, please.
It's a pleasure to meet a customer.
And he starts fiddling around, putting on, like, gloves and putting some sort of cream on his on
I inside love it. This looks great.
Inside the glass.
Yeah.
My name is Dirigible. What is
Dirigible Pool?
Dirigible Pool. Who do I have the pleasure of acquaintance?
My name is Beef Punchley.
Yeah, yes, I should have known. You look like a beef. That's it.
You say I look like a beef?
Where is the muscle pain seem to be the sharpest?
I have a pulled tendon right about here. I point to it.
Yes, that's excellent.
And then he's rubbing.
Yeah, in a good way?
No, he's rubbing your back. He's doing like a pretty good job, but he doesn't seem to be particularly expert at it. And he leans.
You
down.
Work here, right? I meant to.
He leans like down you, close to your. He leans down close to your.
Mr. Denton wanted me to ask you how tying up loose ends involves introducing yourself to new people.
What?
Mr. Denton.
Should I give him a fake name?
How? Sorry, what?
Should I have given a fake name?
Well, I mean, hold on. He says, fucking anything would have been preferable to introducing yourself to new people.
Okay. My name is Queef Scrunchley. Is it too late?
He said it's too late.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Okay.
I'll work on it.
I work for the organization, so you should be fine. Did you want me to finish the massage?
Yeah. You're doing a great job.
As long as I'm here, right? So I get a little better the squeeze.
The better the squeeze?
The better the squeeze, the better the juice. That's what I say.
Jesus Christ. Just fucking...
many years.
What's this guy's quality level?
What?
7.
Holy shit. That's really good.
He's off the
charts.
You can't even roll this guy. He's one of the best. No, he's fine. It's a fine massage. It's fine.
Well, to roll the bones.
I'm going
to
roll a number of D6 according.
Yes, he is quality level 1 because he is not a massage therapist. He is an employee of Dentonic.
Okay.
But yeah, you're still going to get your massage though.
I got 5.
Hey. Well, you know, that's not bad.
Yeah.
And worse.
Bump harm levels down 1 level.
You clear 1 lesser harm, you can move a moderate harm down 1 to fill the spot.
Oh, no, I had 2 lesser harm.
So you get rid of 1 of them.
I'll get rid of my pulled tendon. That works great. I'm just checking here. Hold on.
You can also spend a coin if you want to.
Yeah, I'm going to spend a coin. I'm going to spend a coin to clear all lesser harm. Yeah. So bump that up to 6. Yep, I'm going to spend a coin, bump it down. Here's what it is, if I may. Not a licensed massage therapist, right? So the tendon is done. And then, like, accidentally just kind of clocks my nose as they're reaching around, knocks it right back in place.
Beautiful.
I'm sorry about that.
What is it like to have no harm? Because I don't think that's... Ever since I swallowed the pin, I think I've always been a little
bit... It's been on a downward slope for you since then, huh, Griff?
Yeah.
Well, I would say, Griff, that as a character whose main job is get hit and hurt people...
It is
more... It's a little more important for me.
I got you.
But it's... Can I say? I, as a human being, have reached an age where I don't know what it's like to not have any sort of...
A little bit of harm?
Yeah, sure. Harm all the time. If I sleep wrong... Half my body hurts. So yeah, I don't know, man.
For sure.
Sounds nice. And just like that, Justin, all loose ends are braided together.
I don't think I left anything left on the table.
Yeah, I fire Benson.
Oh, yeah.
So that just jettison Benson into the void.
I AOL instant message with the creaky man and delete him. Easy.
Delete all files.
I think we give Benson a position at the future is gambling.
Fuck no.
Okay.
No fucking way. That dude's a fucking clown. There's no way.
You guys had a project where you were going to fix Benson. And
we
then
did.
You
it has
it.
2 segments out of
I'm looking at the clock right now. It's called Benson Fixing.
Yeah, listen. Made it an 8 segment clock because he's so fucking unsalvageable as a person. I think we all look at that project and we look at Benson and we say,
not worth it. And also, Justin, frankly, I think it's realistic because just the idea of like, yeah, we finished every project. It's hot. Come on, man. Look around your own house and tell me that that's true of you. I'm going to send Benson over to my best friend, James DeBarge, and say, here's an intern. Please try to, I'll pin a little note to Benson's shirt that said, this is Benson. Please try to make him, leave him better than you found him.
He's an unaccompanied minor. Please take good care of him.
Please take good care of him. I'll call you when I'm done. Your best friend, Beef Punchy.
All right. So you all are you're not abandoning the Darkade, your secret arcade within Poppy's place. It'll still be, you all have worked too hard for this to be like something you're leaving behind. I think you're just sort of like gathering some stuff for the trip or what have you.
Yeah.
And it's the morning of your assigned departure and you hear a little knock on the door.
What? Oh, okay.
Boys, good morning. I just wanted to see if you were sure about this. I'm really going to miss having you three around Poppy's place.
Don't open the door.
What? Boys?
He knocked. He's talking. He can obviously hear.
No, but if we stay... No, no. If we stay...
I made you shrug-shaped pancakes like you like.
If we stay totally silent, he will just leave.
Those are good pancakes.
We're not in here, Poppy.
No, we're not.
I put cinnamon chips in them.
Cinnamon chips?
Fellas, come on.
Wait, like, sorry. Hold on. I open the door. Like, hunks of cinnamon? Like, just cinnamon... Like a cinnamon stick that you chopped up? What are you talking about?
No, they're like butterscotch or chocolate chips, but imbued with a cinnamon flavor.
Gross.
Cinnamon chip.
I will not have an emotional moment with Poppy. I will hide in the bathroom if you let that man back here.
Well, I have to go get my shots, so I'll leave these outside the door.
I listen for him to walk away.
Okay.
He doesn't.
You hear him pretending to make walking away noises, but you're not. But Montrose isn't fooled. Montrose knows right away that those are pretend. You step outside with your belongings, and on top of whittle around. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
On top of whittle around. You've always sort of wondered about it. It's oddly like...
Justin, before we go, I'm going to set a little breadcrumb here to flashback to you later. I assume here in Houston, there's like post office boxes. There's, you know, mailboxes.
Yeah.
I drop a letter into one of those mailboxes.
Okay, great. Fun. Cool.
And before we leave...
Oh.
Before we leave, Emmerich has a sign that he has constructed. You know those signs that they hang, you know, when a ride's being worked on or temporarily shut down? He's going to hang it on the door, and it says, just step back and you will see what used to been is going to be.
Oh, that's great, Dad. I love that.
And Poppy pops out and he's like, well, the main arcade's still open. I don't...
that's great. Okay. And then you see a small... plane, what appears to be a small plane with large propellers, not just pointed like forward, propelling the plane forward, but they pivot so that they're lowering slowly.
A standing liftoff?
VTOL.
Yeah, this is a, this, there is a, we actually, they use the term STOL. There are in each of the layers what the people in the company called stall ports. You very rarely see them used, but these are used for short trips between the layers just by the executives. It is a third method of conveyance, not the you all use the undercarriage or some of the holes between the layers. The common folk use the by rail, and the executives have come to use the stall ports to get around. So you see a larger STOL land than you have typically seen around before, and it's very rare that you see them. This is the largest one you've ever seen, and they're wearing his like headphones. As the door opens, is Kenchel Denton,
and he's ready to take you all to what's next.
Come on, guys. Come on aboard. Welcome.
You don't have to ask me twice.
Welcome.
You anything can if you to, want to. You can ask me twice if you...
This is a really short trip. Can I get you guys anything?
Ginger ale.
We have executive level service on all the STLs, so...
Ginger ale and Biscoff cookie.
Ginger ale and Biscoff for the good guy here. All right, absolutely. Montrose, can you get anything through the masks? Or how do you eat?
I'm gaming. Hey, listen, I got my Game Boy out. Don't talk
inside,
to me.
Sorry, can I clarify? Are you gaming inside the mask? Like, is the mask the display from the inside?
No, I'm holding a fucking Game Boy Advance.
Okay.
Don't talk.
All right, got it.
I never get a chance for this, and I prep some
also, Justin, we're like 30 episodes in. You can't start asking Griffin how Montrose sees now.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Emmerich, anything for you? Anything for you, Emmerich?
Do you have one of those nifty magazines that sit in the flap in the back of the seats that tell all about... what's going on in the world of Dentonic?
I got a highlights that our CFO's kids left in here.
Oh, Goofus and Gallant, yes!
There you go, and he tosses it your way. All right,
buckle in, guys. Oh, Tommy Timbertoes, you are a delight!
buckle in, guys. It's time for takeoff. Then he sits down and straps in his seat. I assume you three do the same, so you don't die.
Yeah.
Click.
And then with a rush... this thing just catapults into the air. You see it zip outside of Eustabin. And it's not going far. It's circling. For the first time, you see the exterior of Steeplechase. And it's weirdly nondescript. These big light projections where the light is being reflected back out. So no light can come in from the outside world. It looks almost like they're using obviously some sort of hard light technology, but it's made it reflective of the world outside to render it not invisible, but it is not the imposing structure from the outside. It looks like waves of light being bent around themselves. And you're starting to spiral around Steeplechase, and you notice you're going down to the lower level at where Steeplechase starts to expand. You're getting into some of the early layers at this point, as it circles the tower, going lower and lower and lower. And then you see in one of the ripples of light a small opening that the STOL slips through. And beneath you, out the windows, you see what appears to be just desert, just blasted land, some structures dotting the landscape, but mainly it is a wasteland. And it's just about when you see this wasteland outside that you notice the floor has dropped out from beneath you. You're falling, tumbling. The wind whips around your ear. You look up and you see Kenchel Denton waving at you. You're maybe 100 yards up when you're jerked skyward by the tug of a parachute that has been attached to the three of your ejected seats. The three of you are not as slowly as you would like, but slower than you were, tumbling, falling towards the ground. You hit with a hard thud, Montrose, you black out. Emmerich, you're cast off the side of a dune. And then you are lying flat on your back, so flat and stunned that you are caught completely by surprise when a grizzled hollow man looks over you and says,
"Give me a juice box or you're dead."
You realize with a tremor that you are now prisoners of Old Kidadelphia.
Ha 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 ha
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.